schizophrenia and admitted manslaughter stabbed students Barnaby Webber and Grace O'Malley Kumar and school caretaker Ian Coates. Police and health professionals had multiple dealings with him prior to the attack. Rishi Sunak offered his condolences and urged a review of the case.
It is important that all the relevant agencies look back to ensure that all reasonable steps that could have been taken were taken, and if there are any lessons to be learned, that we do so.
A court has heard how a baby girl died after her cruel and arrogant parents went on the run. Constance Martin and Mark Gordon deny multiple charges, including manslaughter. The US and UK have announced sanctions on key figures within the Houthi regime aimed at disrupting their attacks in the Red Sea. Four key figures involved will be subject to UK asset freezes. Scotland's First Minister has apologised to the COVID inquiry for the government's mishandling of messages during the pandemic. Senior members of the Scottish Government, including former First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, have been criticised for deleting their WhatsApps. The UK's sports minister says he'd support players walking off the pitch in protest at racial abuse. A monkey gesture was allegedly aimed at Coventry player Casey Palmer during their championship match at Sheffield Wednesday on Saturday. Stuart Andrew says discrimination shouldn't be tolerated and more should be done by football authorities.
If they are seeing one of their teammates being subjected to racist abuse and they want to stand in support of their teammate and walk off the pitch, they have my 100% support for doing that.
Actor Tom Hollander has joked it's been very difficult to deal with the confusion between him and Tom Holland, but once it nearly worked in his favour. The White Lotus actors revealed he was accidentally sent the Marvel star's first box office bonus payslip. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowland.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Tonight will be cloudy to start, and through the early hours a band of heavy, showery rain will push in from the west. Towards sunrise, though, the rain and clouds should clear, staying rather windy, though. Now, tomorrow, on Friday, we'll see any cloud clear away, leaving a dry and bright day with plenty of wintry sunshine expected throughout. Winds gradually easing through the days, with a highs of 11.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that here we are. Michael Bublé going down. Yes, Michelle, hello.
I was going to say something, but it sounded wrong.
Michelle, hello.
Hello. You know that song always starts us off with chaos.
It does.
You
said that we should just be friends. Well, I know, I thought I was choking there. I've not even put a sweet in my mouth. And, of course, we've got your daughter, Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Hello. Proving that any age you can do mindfulness and well-being. Shall I put Boobly up again for a second? Baby, I'm going to bring it down. Right, here we go. So, what have you got today for us, Michelle? You've told me to bring in some, like, colourful sweets, so...
You did a really good job. Right, so, we're going to do some more mindfulness. Just like last week we did mindfulness with the chocolate, this week we're going to do mindfulness with the sweets. And I've got some fun facts for you as well. I took a page out of your book, Joe. So we were talking about mindfulness, and actually, funny enough, ties into your hobbies poll. So at the end of 2023, so this December, a study came out, or a poll came out, and it's estimated that 8.29 million people in the UK practice meditation. And
sorry, how many did you say?
8.29 million people
really?
In the UK. Yeah. Wow. So they say about 15% of the population.
That's
now,
huge.
Which is good. Mm. Yeah, I was curious. I wanted to find out since COVID, basically,
totally.
If it's gone up or anything like that. And also other things, studies have found that about mindfulness and meditation can actually help decrease pain. So it can improve your pain threshold in that sense. And I can see it as well, because we talked a bit about it last week about the whole idea of mindfulness and the senses. And are you thinking about that?
I was, because actually the other day it was a national day of belly laughter.
Yeah.
And there's a thing came up about that, a fact as well, that actually with laughing, that obviously it reduces stress, you can use it as a painkiller, and there's actually yoga classes now that have laughing. So it's all connected. You see, we're connected. See, we're connected, Ellie. Didn't even realise, did we?
Didn't even realise.
Yeah, yeah. So, sorry, you know what I'm like? I've got something in my head, Michelle, when I go
That's
with
fine.
It. Carry on.
I was laughing because if you came to my yoga classes, we laugh all the time. I'm just a regular jokester, I am. Sorry. And then I have another one about emotions. So I gave you a song request. I haven't told you what we're exactly doing today, but I'll tell you right now, we're talking about emotions and feelings. And emotions can last from less than a second to several minutes, with your sad emotions affecting you for longer than positive ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then actually something I learned as when I was a school teacher is you actually remember things more if you find it funny.
No, that's true. Yeah. Or sing along to it. That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Exactly. And Allie used to come to my yoga club when I taught school. So that's how I had her hooked.
And did that help, Allie?
I have short-term memory loss.
It wasn't a calm class, was it?
No.
It was children's yoga is completely the opposite. Yeah. It is honestly, when I say chaos, it is chaos. But it's good. It was good fun, and the kids enjoyed it. Oh, so yeah.
Okay. So sorry. Back on track.
Right. Let's do our activity.
Asking you a question, Ali.
Yeah.
Go on, Em.
So I know some people are dying for this activity because I did put it on social media. Have your sweets ready.
Yeah, I've got them.
So if everyone's got their sweets, I want so. Normally, I would say pick out a sweet. So let's go with Allie. Allie, pick out a sweet out of our little bag.
It feels like a magic trick, doesn't it? Pick a card, any card.
Any card. Pick a color, come on. Right, so Allie's picked out a blue sweet. Oh, you're allowed to eat it. No, I want you to say one thing that made you sad this week. So if you're at home or you're at the office, pick your blue sweet, and I want you to, before you consume it, one thing that made you sad this week.
Well, that's hard. You're putting me on the spot here.
I know, exactly. That's what happens when you come to work. Come closer. Oh.
So what makes you sad?
What has made me sad this week? What has made me sad this week?
The weather?
The weather has made me really sad.
Yeah, anything. Good. And Joe, is that what made you sad as well?
What made me sad? Yeah, I stepped in a puddle and got really wet. So, yeah, that was sad.
So that's it. So now you can eat your blue candy.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Right, so let's pick another color. Good. So, yellow. One thing, Joe, what made you excited this week?
Excited. Well, obviously Thursdays always do for when you arrive, Michelle. I had to say that because I'm hoping to get more sweets next week. Excited. Well, I've been asked to an event that I always love, meeting some wonderful people in the community. So I'm looking forward to that. So that made me excited this week. Yeah, you've actually made me think of that, which has been at the back of my mind for a while. Yeah, so there you go.
Ali?
I get to eat a sweet now.
That's it. Excited that you got to come on the radio?
Yeah.
Right. So let's go for green.
Okay. So if you're at home and you're joining in and you haven't got a green one, you can...
Pick another colour.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
We're going to go for angry. What's one thing that made you angry this week?
Angry. Well, we're not going down the politics route, but there was a lot going on. Yeah. Let me just say that, yes. Yeah. Ali, what made you angry today or this week?
I'm not sure. I know what it was.
Go on then.
Your English lesson yesterday.
There you go. It's a tough English
lesson.
She's
raging.
Really? Yeah. Oh.
My school's been doing really boring assemblies lately, and they've been making us watch them.
Right. Your teachers might be listening.
Oh, no.
Right. All right. And next one, red. So if you have a red one at home or in the office, if you pick your red one before you consume it, what is one thing that made you happy this week, Joe?
happy. Oh, always makes me happy. And my little doggies, every time I go home and see their little faces, I say, yay, makes me happy.
Yeah. Rocket makes us happy too.
Yeah.
He's not very happy though. I groomed him this week. He's been giving,
unhappy.
I've shaved his beard and he's not, he looks like a, like he needs to be ID'd again.
Oh, bless.
He looks like a puppy.
Bless. Oh, ID'd again. So
what made you happy,
Ellie?
I got an order from Amazon finally.
There you go. Got an order from a delivery service. There's many delivery services around in the.
You got UK. Your book set.
So it was good. The book set.
Brilliant stuff.
Really cheap compared to the one in store.
Nice good. One.
And then the final one. If pick another color that you haven't picked. So I've got your purple or brown or something like
I'm
that.
I'm going for a white one.
All right.
Okay.
All
going
right.
for a
All
white
right,
one.
Joe. Something you were proud of this week.
Well, there is something, but I don't want to come across as too narcissistic, so I'm not going to say
but
what
that's
it is.
What being proud is. It's
no,
good
no, no,
to
no,
pat
no.
yourself
not
on the back.
Not always to share something. But yes, other things I've been proud of. Add me eyes test, and I don't need any.
You don't need
not change.
You don't need a stronger prescription.
I'm very proud that I don't need a stronger prescription. That's there we go. I'm going to go with that one. Yes,
Alice, Ali, what are you proud of?
Thank you for picking me a second. I finally picked something in my head. I got something higher than my expected grade in a statistics test, which I do not like.
Excellent. Well done. Well done. Well done you. So you can do this at home. You can do it on a daily basis if you wanted to. You can pick your multi-sweets. Hmm. We can put this little task maybe. We'll put it on the website so that people can remember, especially if they're catching up.
Sure.
Just every time, that mindfulness idea that every time, instead of just gobbling down your packet of sweets, stop, think. It could be daily, it could be one thing in the day that made you happy, or over the week.
Yeah, that's great. And obviously, if you've got your favourite sweets elsewhere as well, you don't have to choose the colours, obviously, that Michelle did just there. You can choose your own colours as
exactly.
well. So, but it's just about, actually, it's the point of actually physically getting something out. It takes time. Looking at it, finding the colour you want, and then by the time you've done that, you're already thinking about what it is, what makes you happy, what makes you sad. So
exactly.
It's already taking, it's little tricks that you're taking time out of.
Yeah, really, and for you, that excited, that thing, again.
Yeah. The event that's coming up that I completely, obviously I've not forgotten about, but it's not always at the forefront of your mind, but it suddenly makes you smile.
Exactly.
Which is brilliant, yes.
That's it.
So, as usual, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For that. Ali, thank you as well, Ali. It's been a joy. You'll have to come in again, all right? Bring some more sweets as well. All right? But what song have you chosen today?
Well, I've chosen Happy by Will Ferrell.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without.
I hope you was clapping along to that one. That was Pharrell Williams, and thank you again to Michelle and to Ali as well, helping to demonstrate everything wonderful. So Michelle will be back next week, and if you just joined us and you just missed it, we'll have the catch up by the weekend, as and Michelle put all colours and everything that you need to know as well on the website just for you. Now coming up after the break, we've got Ed Sheeran and Celestial, but first let's have a listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
You see, tonight it could go either way. Hearts balanced on a razor blade. We are designed to love and break, then to rinse and repeat it all again. I get stuck when the world's too loud and things don't look up when you're going down. I know your arms are reaching out from somewhere beyond the clouds. You make me feel like my troubled heart is a million miles away. You make me feel like I'm drunk on stars and we're dancing out in space. Celestial. Colors in a brighter shade. Need it to rise from the lowest place. There's silver lining that surrounds the gray. When I get lost, will it come back round? Things don't look up when you're going down. I know your arms, they are reaching out from somewhere beyond the clouds. You make me feel.
Featuring Amy Winehouse, of course, with Valerie. Now, the Shake It Off session, we are going to the noughties, kind of, really. Yeah, we're going there. S Club 7, we've reached. That is what we are going to have today. As soon as you hear Taylor Swift with Shake It Off, that is what we're going to do. Just have a bit of fun with that one. Now, Ashley, before around 4 o'clock, wasn't it? I said to you about the big expected hitters for the most popular hobbies of 2024. And I did say to you that David Beckham, Scarlett Johansson and Tom Daley all have a hobby in common. Now, it's not what you're thinking. No, it's not knitting. I know our Tom Daley definitely does that. It's actually beekeeping. Had no idea. Now, coming up after the travel, we have got the brand new single from Busted, and it is brilliant.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, there's usual traffic coming out of London back into Essex again between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue. Travel time there is around 20 minutes. Now, the severe delays, though, due to earlier emergency services on the M25 clockwise before QE2 Bridge, that's Lakeside, Purfleet, Romford turnoff. Delays along the A13 now on approach to the M25. Purfleet and Lakeside also really heavily congestioned there, so keep an eye out on that one. And also, anti-clockwise, if you are coming back into London from Junction 1A to Junction 31, all lanes have now been reopened, but they are still really long delays all around that area. Now, let's have a little look closer to home. A13 westbound, yes, no, there's still that traffic there, but we've got the Billericay slow-moving traffic on Southend Road, northbound between Barley Lands Farm and London Road. And on Brentwood, slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road and Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. And A130 Canvey Way, slow traffic in both directions. And the roadworks area between Somners Avenue and Sadler's Farm. Now let's have a look at the tube again for you. There's still severe delays on the Central Line, all due to shortages of trains. Minor delays on the Circle Line due to cancellations. Underground Station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, but to finish off Thursday's traffic, all good news, normal service has resumed on the Piccadilly Line, and there's a good service throughout the rest of the network. So that's it from the travel updates from me on Thursday the 25th of Jan.
Seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. And though it might be working out today, it might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you didn't hear it, would you hand me back when you see it?
Loving that. That's Busted. Go Your Own Way. And they're touring as well at the moment. Everything's going on there. That's one of their best songs, I think. Right, now we're going back to the 70s with a band that always used to mix up the spelling of the titles. It's really hard to find some of their music nowadays. This is Slade. Come Feel the Noise.
Baby, baby, baby!
you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, Madeline will be here tonight at 10 p.m. with The Night Shift, taking us straight up to Destination Dawn at midnight. And Bumper to Bumper with Gareth Williams will be at 8 o'clock, indie and all, from 60s right up to now. And I played the boys' promos earlier. John Chubb doing a brilliant non-league hour. It's an hour of news from local and non-league football teams. And before that, taking over from me is the lovely Darren Mutu. Latest local, national and international cricket news. I know there's loads going on in a minute. Yeah, so brilliant features as well with Dan, and as well as playing really great music as well for a whole hour. So all that is coming up around 25 minutes time. But now, here's the feeling, we'll never be lonely. The feeling. Now, just had a message saying that Joe, you was going to tell us about the Brits' top 20 pastimes to try out in 2024, but you haven't told us any. And yeah, I forgot, didn't I? So naughty. So what I'm going to do, just going to throw a couple at you, and we'll pick this up again tomorrow as well, because we can also go through some unlikely hobbyists that we know as celebrities as well. So, but here we go. So, open mic poetry reading is what people want to try. This is the top 20. Stand-up comedy then, that's very close to that one. Tapestry? Oh, I don't know. Then we've got one that I've never even heard of before. Geocaching, I think it is. So basically it's a treasure hunt where people use like a GPS to find hidden containers called geocaches. So if you know what that is, do let me know, because I'll pick that up again tomorrow. Coin collecting's another one. That's a nice and easy one. And bouldering or rock climbing. Well, here we go. And I'll pick up the rest of this tomorrow, probably in the first hour of Drive. You come back and join me on the Friday. But now, well, what time is it? I'm not sure. Shake it off, shake it off. Well, Michelle Spencer was talking about happy songs, and I couldn't think of a happier one than this. So here we go.
When the world leaves you feeling blue, you can count on me. I will be there for you.
When it seems all your hopes and dreams are a million miles away, I will reassure you.
We got to all stick together. Good friends, there for each other. Never, ever forget that I got you and you got me. So reach for the stars. Climb every mountain higher. Reach for the stars. Follow your heart's desire. Reach for the stars. And when that rainbow's shining over you, that's when your dreams will all come true.
There's a place waiting just for you.
View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Right, now up in a second, we have the very first hit ever in 1985 by Simply Red. That's coming up in a minute, but let's have the last listen or a little teaser for the Guess the Intro today.
Guess the Intro.
Said, brother, I'd like to help you, but I'm unable to. So
Simply Red, when money's too tight to mention here on Phoenix FM Drive. With me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, we've got 8 whole minutes together before I pass you over to the wonderful Darren. But I'm just going to have a look about what guests we've got coming in. Not just to our show, but no, it kicks off really with Michelle. She's going to be chatting to Toyin Akanuga from Raw Through Art CIC about their project to engage young people, so that's going to be super good. 1 to 3, Patrick, yes, I can't believe it's Friday already. Tomorrow we'll be talking to Peter Livingston, a chairman of disability charity Essex Central Remap. That's going to be brilliant. Always like catching up with Patrick as well in the first hour of Drive. And then, talking of Drive, yes, Steve Linton will be talking about the Brentwood Town Football Club's 3G project. I know a little bit about it. It's really excited. I kind of was invited to the launch, and it's a really brilliant project. And there's going to be other news as well from the club. So, really looking forward to Steve. I'm really looking forward to you meeting Steve as well. So, you'll be meeting Steve tomorrow after 5. That is on Drive. But now here's Mark Ronson featuring Lily Allen. Oh my God. There's a fish shop that's called Oh My Cod, and it always makes me laugh every time I play this song, and it always makes me fancy fish and chips as well.
Then a backstreet dentist, it don't matter to me, 'cause all I wanted to be
home. Yes. Well, that's where I'm off to now. So, listen, thank you ever so much for keeping me company again, for all your requests. A brilliant one today. We'll carry that over tomorrow, the 4 at 4:30. Thank you, obviously, to Michelle and to Ali as well. Guru Drive and Mental Health Awareness. Well, she does everything, basically. She's got so many slashes after. It's ridiculous. Right, so she will be back next Thursday. I'm going to leave you with the Klaxons and Golden Scans. Yes, that was Guess the Intro today. And remember, stick around for Darren. He'll be up in just a minute. Have a great night. Bye.
Exactly 6 o'clock on the Thursday, the 25th of January.